All right, we're going to bring it down a little bit. This is like the cool down, but we're just warming up. This is when peace like a river. So hands together, and then you're going to spread them out in front of you. When peace like a river attends my way. Right there is showing your way. When peace like a river attends. Sorrow like sea billows. Roll. Good job. Then both hands up. Whatever my lot, you have taught me to say, it is well with my soul. We've been working on the girls, it is well, and then boys, it is well, so feel free to chime in. With my soul, it is well with my soul. And after that, we're going to pray together. All right. Oh, I love this one. It's so much fun. It is so very calm.
You're watching Life 3 Kids.
Here we go. We're going to start with your hands crossed.
For this wonderful day today, please help us have we have a good day. Amen.
Dear God, thank you for all the things you've done for us. Thank you for the things you've given us. Thank you for this lovely Sabbath that's fell upon again. Please help us to remember that you are with us all throughout Sabbath. Please help us to continue our program, and please help it to be run very well and nice and smoothly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, you may be seated. You all may come sit back in your seats.
Happy Sabbath. My name is Carol, and today we will be talking to you about God's miracles and healing power. But first, I would like to start by asking you a very important question. Have you ever experienced or witnessed a miracle? Were you willing to do anything to obtain the help you needed?
Many lives were transformed as people reached out to Jesus in need of sight, speech, hearing, the ability to walk, and healing from illness, even death. News of the great physical healing spread fast throughout Galilee, bringing more and more people to be touched by Jesus.
I invite you to turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 5, 21 to 29. So we can learn more of Jesus' ministry of healing. In Mark 5, chapter 5, we learn about two women, one young and one old, who are in desperate need of physical healing. The scriptures say this. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea.
Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jesus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet
and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed and shall live.
So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years.
And had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse.
When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak.
For she said, If I may touch by his clothes, I shall be whole.
Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering.
And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? All the money and power that little girl's father had were not enough to make her well. Setting aside his pride as a leader of the synagogue, Jairus ran desperately to Jesus, falling at Jesus' feet and begging to him to heal his daughter with his divine healing touch. And Jesus went willingly.
All the money that the older woman had spent on doctors to make her feel well was wasted, but she too came to Jesus with the hope for just one touch for healing. And Jesus gave it automatically, one rich, one poor, both needing healing from Jesus.
Go
Going back now to our story of Jesus healing the girl and the woman.
Synagogue leaders were Jewish religious leaders who were experts in the law and proud of their chosen heritage. They despised Jesus for claiming to be God. In Matthew 23, Jesus rebuked the Jewish leaders for telling people how to follow God and making strict rules on how to do so, and then not doing or following their own teaching. This was called being a hypocrite. Most did not believe that Jesus was God's son and called his teachings a lie. However, there were Jewish leaders mentioned in the Bible, like Nicodemus and Jairus, who did believe that Jesus was from God. It was a daring and desperate act for Jairus, the synagogue ruler, to come and fall at Jesus' feet. But it is Jesus' desire that all come to him. In Matthew 23:37, it says, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing." People who were sick in Jesus' day were treated as social outcasts and perhaps even sinners. Some were sent outside the towns and weren't allowed to have any contact with their families or other people. To be healed of a physical illness meant you got your family back as well as a place in the community. Jesus was not a doctor by trade. His ability to heal people physically was from a divine power. This healing extended beyond physical. He wanted everyone to know that they belong in the kingdom.
Thank you.
One of these healings was immediate, and one was delayed. Jesus' timing is different than ours. Jesus told the dying girl's father not to be afraid, but to believe. When we put our trust in Jesus, he is faithful to help us.
The timing and the outcome may be different from what you expect, but the Bible says in Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good, for good who those who love him, who have been called according to the purpose.
Notice how the gospel writer Mark says that Jesus addressed the older woman as a daughter, and the Jewish ruler and his wife, a father and a mother, along with their daughter. We all belong to the family of God. That's how Jesus sees us. Please turn your Bibles to Mark 5, 30 to 43. Please turn your Bibles to Mark 5, 30 to 43. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?"
You see the people crowding against you. His disciples answered, and you can ask, "Who touched me?"
And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing.
Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear told him the whole truth.
And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague."
He said to her, "Daughter, your faith was healed you. Go in peace and free from you suffering."
While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?"
Overcoming what they said, Jesus told him, "Don't be afraid, just believe."
He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James.
When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly.
He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep."
But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took her by the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him, and went in where the child was.
He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha koum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up."
Immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished.
He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. One of these healings was immediate and one was delayed. Jesus' timing is different than ours. Jesus told the dying girl's father not to be afraid, but to believe. When we put our trust in Jesus, he's faithful to help us always.
The timing and the outcome may be different from what you expect, but the Bible says in Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
Notice how the gospel writer Mark says that Jesus addressed the older woman as a daughter, and the Jewish ruler and his wife, a father and mother, along with their daughter. We all belong to the family of God. That's how Jesus sees us all.
Thank you. I would like to invite our volunteers to this platform that means pre-K and K, please. Isn't it healing to know that we are all welcomed and accepted in God's family? The circle of chairs represents the family of God. I would like to invite two volunteers. All right. Now, doesn't it feel great to be included in God's family? Yeah, cool. In fact, it feels great that we're going to celebrate by walking around the chairs when the music starts. When the music stops, you gotta take a seat back again. Then you gotta sit down, okay? Now, wasn't that fun? Wait, wouldn't it be great if you guys were invited? We would. Do you guys want to be? You guys want to play? Be part of God's family? I want each of you, go over and invite one person into the family. So that means Leilani, Tony, you guys have to choose one person to sit right next to you. Now, isn't that wonderful? Let's celebrate again. Ready? Alright, I'm gonna choose two more people. You guys ready? We still have people outside the family. What should we do? Yeah. At this point, to go over and invite them to the circle. guys are doing a great job. Everybody's got to sit down. Now, wasn't that fun? Being a part of God's family is a great celebration. Oh no, someone has left the family. What should we do? We should bring him back inside, right? I actually didn't expect this to happen. All right, guys. I just want to say one thing outside of the paper. I now have a big respect for the people that take care of the pre-K and K. Okay, is everyone back in God's family? That's great. Oh wow, what about them? Jesus wants each of us to bring each other into the family. Healing to others by making them feel loved and accepted. This is something we can all do. Thank you.
Our final passages from Scripture we want to bring to you are from Mark 2, verse 15 and 17.
When the teachers of the law, who are Pharisees, saw him eating with the sinners and tax collectors, they asked his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?"
In hearing this, Jesus said to them, It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not to come to call righteous but sinners." Romans 3, verse 23.
"For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." The best healing of all, which sets each one of us free, is a transformation of life apart from Jesus to a life of faith in and with Jesus. The Bible says that we are all sinners and need saving. Jesus came to heal us from eternal death. He has set us free from the bondage of sin. Isn't that worth sharing? Let us all trust and believe in our great physician, Jesus Christ, who accepts each one of us as his brothers and sisters. what a great miracle he is to us.
And now our praise song, You Are the Miracle.
Close today with one more song, so I'm going to invite you guys to come on back up. They've done a wonderful job. They've worked hard. This is so much fun to watch it come to life and to worship with you. I'm going to let you stay seated for this one. This can be your prayer and your prayer of thanksgiving to God as we close our service today. It's called How Great Is Our God, and you're going to start out with a sign language K. You're going to put two fingers up. And then thumb in the middle, almost like you're getting ready to catch someone's nose, but you don't quite do it. So you're going to do that with your right hand, put it on your left shoulder, and bring it from your left shoulder to your right hip. Ready? All right, my friends, ready? Show us how to make a K. There we go. The splendor of a king. And then you're going to show the clothes of the king. Clothed in majesty. Good job. Then you're going to put two fingers in the air, kind of hook them, and we're going to show rejoicing. This is how we rejoice in sign language. So let all the earth rejoice. And then he wraps himself in light. Darkness tries to hide and trembles at his voice. Then how great. This is the sign for great or awesome or incredible. How great is our God. All right, let's sing together to close out our service. Here we go. All of you, sing with us, sign with us. Just let this prayer be your thanksgiving.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice.
Worship. Thank you for bringing us all here today. Be with us as we enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thanks for the rain. Thank you that it's going to clear up, and thank you for fall. We are just really excited that we can spend time together, that you've brought us together, that we can be a family. We love you so much, and because we will be eating soon, please bless the food that we are about to eat and all those hands that prepared it. We love you so much. Thank you for your sacrifice. We can't wait to go to heaven. In Jesus' name. Thank you all for coming. Are we eating here? Yes. All right. Mr. Jonathan is going to give you details on the food.
Hey, everybody. If we could just have a handful of gentlemen help me roll out some tables. We're going to spread out the chairs and get tables set up for lunch. Appreciate it. And I got one helper already. Sounds like a good start.